Peter Skinner, Labour MEP for the South East. You've been to see the EU Employment Commissioner about this ongoing Twinings issue. What did he have to say about the grant that hasn't yet been drawn down by the company?
Well, he understood our dilemma, that here we have a company which has relocated, in effect, to Poland, using the auspices that they were going to get European funding, if not, then the money that they might also get, and if they draw down this money from the European Union. He understands very well that this was not the intended spirit of the law or the particular money which should be used. Now, he is the Employment and Social Affairs Commissioner, so like his colleague who is responsible for the grants which are given, he works in a collegiate way to make sure that we can help workers who are affected because of this kind of displacement. So we were appealing to him. We asked him what kind of money might be available for any workers who were affected by this particular ploy.
On the question of the grant itself, I believe that you actually were asking for that grant to be blocked, effectively for Twinings not to be given this money by the EU. What actually was the answer from the Commissioner on that?
Well, his answer is that it's obviously that it is something, if it's inappropriate, it would be blocked. And that's what we're looking into right now with the other Commissioner, Commissioner Hans. It is clearly, though, that if it falls within the legal means of what could be done, we might find some difficulty. But I know that if the spirit that we believe has been broken is also taken into account, the Commission really has a responsibility to make sure that it is never paid.
I mean, I know that this is something that the Commission have been looking into. Do you get the impression, have they told you, that they're still investigating?
There is a strong emphasis from the Commission that they are very concerned with what's happened here. And indeed, this is a case study for them as to what should and shouldn't really happen. I'm clearly still going to be putting pressure, along with my other colleagues in the region and elsewhere, to ensure that the Commission doesn't feel any let up on this. We will continue the pressure until we see that money is not paid, if possible.
You say you feel that the spirit of the rules, I guess, has been broken. Can you just explain what you mean by that?
Well, we believe that actually there's a lot of very clever people working in the legal profession, perhaps, and elsewhere, who are managing to find loopholes and other arguments, if not on thresholds or measurements of about how many people need to work for an organisation before it's a small to medium-sized business, or how local authorities have to react to these kinds of things. And I think ultimately the Commission has been sold a pup by companies and others, in this particular instance, most definitely by Twinings, are being sold a pup as to whether or not they should be allowed to actually get this money into Poland for their relocation. We know that very well that it's a matter actually of costs, we think, in Europe, rather than actually a real necessity of locating within Poland. So if this is the case, then I think we should be looking very closely, along with the Commission, and making sure this loophole is completely frozen out.
And what about the issue of potential financial assistance for workers being made redundant in Andover? There is this globalisation adjustment fund. Did the Commissioner give any indication as to whether he might look favourably on an application to that fund?
Absolutely, if only the UK government would apply for it. It is money which is free money from Europe to help people adjust, for small businesses to start, for people to be involved in training. All it needs is for the government to say, yes, we'll spend that money. It's not even money coming directly, if you like, from the British Exchequer. But instead, there's a rather philosophical intent from this government which says we don't intervene in creating jobs as a government. They don't use public money in this way. Well, we've heard this already. We've seen the way the cuts have affected the UK. We perhaps shouldn't be surprised by this kind of approach that we've seen from the government. But the reality is, what they are saying is, they are insulting the very people who are about to lose their jobs in and around the southeast of England because of this.
So are you saying that the British government is insulting those workers by not applying? Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely. This is a philosophical point of view. This is not anything to do with whether it's a good thing or a bad thing to have this money. They're saying that we don't simply want that money. Then that's not good enough for the people in the South East who have been affected by this potential closure of Twinings in the South East and elsewhere in the UK.
So what can you do to lobby the government to change their minds?
Well, thankfully, it isn't just about the adjustment fund. It's also about European Social Fund money and other aspects. We want to encourage every agency possibly to be able to match funding which could come from Europe in order to be able to facilitate training for people who have lost their jobs. What is the point in leaving people who perhaps in parts of our country now can't find similar work, just hanging around on dole queues, waiting and hoping for work, when we could train them for work and do so with money which can also be matched from the European Union? It would cut half our burden, and yet still we see that because of the cuts and other issues raised by this government, we're not able to get this done.